بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our ninth session reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Again, this is our ninth session of the Reading Comprehension course. So today, inshallah, we intend to take lessons 16 and 17, which are related to the plurals for غير عاقل, يعني غير عاقل plurals. And then, in the second part, we're going to take lesson 18, dealing with the duals, or مثنى. So lessons 16 and 17 actually go together. Lesson 17 doesn't really include any new grammatical points. There are a few vocabulary words in both lessons 16 and 17. So we're going to take the vocabulary words from those two lessons together, and the grammar likewise, yani, is the same for both lessons. So we're going to be taking them together. Lessons 16 and 17 will be taken together. We'll do vocabulary review for both of them at one time, and we'll do the reading of the selected texts, both from lessons 16 and 17 together, and then we'll do the listening skills and dictation skills for both of those lessons. We'll do them, yani, as one lesson together. All right. So, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Well, before we start the lesson, let me, in case I forget in the end, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept from me and from each of you what we have offered during the month of Ramadan of worship, whether it was prayer or fasting or reading of Quran, dhikr or dua, charity, that Allah accept from us, that He recognize, record, and reward, and that He forgive our shortcomings during the month of Ramadan and in the days ahead of us, and that He keep us firm upon the good that was established in the month of Ramadan, that we don't give up reading the Quran daily, and that we don't give up some amount of prayers in the night, extra prayers during the night, and that we don't give up, yani, the extra things that we were doing during the month of Ramadan, that we retain and hold on to some of that by His permission. Ameen. Okay, so today, we're going to start, as we normally do, yani, with the first part of our class format, that is the vocabulary review, oral translation from English to Arabic and Arabic to English of the vocabulary words for the lesson under discussion. In this case, it will be the vocabulary from both lessons 16 and 17, from lessons 16 and 17. Naam. So what we normally do is that there's no need to open the book at this particular point, right? What we're going to do, I'm just going to read some, give you some Arabic words. I want you to orally translate them. And in the same way, I'll give some English words, and I want you to translate them into Arabic. And again, the purpose of this vocabulary review is to just see, yani, how much of the vocabulary we have retained, and to identify the words that we may not have memorized, so that we can, yani, pick up those words that we missed during the first time the study of this book. All right, so let's start with Arabic first. And again, I'm going to be reading, yani, vocabulary words from both lessons 16 and 17. So the first Arabic word that I'm going to give you is an-nahru. An-nahru. The meaning of it is river, or the river. The second word, al-bahru. Al-bahru. Yani, this second letter of this word is ha, as in haram or halal. Al-bahru. Al-bahru, the meaning is sea, S-E-A, the sea, yani a large body of water. The third word, ash-sharikatu. Ash-sharikatu. Ash-sharika, it means a company or a firm, yani a business establishment, a sharikatu. The next word, rakhisu, with kha and saad, rakhisu, or rakhisun, with tanween, naam, rakhisun. The meaning of this word is something that is inexpensive or cheap. Rakhisun. The next word, al-qamisu. Al-qamisu. Yani with qaf and saad. Al-qamisu. Al-qamisu. The meaning of it is shirt or the shirt. And its plural is qumsan. Qumsanun. Okay, since we don't have a lot of words, we'll suffice that for Arabic. Let's go now to English. I'll give you some English words, and I want you to give me the Arabic word that translates into Arabic. Now, the first word is hotel. Hotel, H-O-T-E-L. A place where you stay temporarily when you're traveling and so on. Hotel in Arabic. Al-funduqu. Al-funduqu. Funduq means hotel. Its plural is fanadiq. Fanadiq. On the pattern of mafail. The next word is airplane. Airplane. Yani that you travel by air. Airplane. In Arabic, the airplane. At-ta'iratu. At-ta'iratu. Ta'ira, ta'ira, its plural is ta'irat. At-ta'iratu, airplane. The next expression is director of the company. How do you say the director of the company, the head, the manager of a company? In Arabic, director or manager of the company, mudiru al-sharika. Mudiru al-sharikati. مدير الشركة, director or manager of the company. And the last word is Japanese. Yani like a Japanese product, like a Japanese car, or yani anything that is identified, ascribed to Japan, Japanese. Yani this is a Japanese car, for example, Japanese. In Arabic, يابانيةٌ. Ya baniyatun, with two long vowels, ya ba, and then a shadda on the ya. Niya, niyatun, ya baniyatun. Yani this is from the original word Japan, ya ban, al yaban. All right, these are the okay. Let's see. Yeah, that's it. And we didn't have that many words, vocabulary words, in this particular lesson. So, inshallah, I hope that most of these words we're familiar with. We've studied this book before. We've studied this vocabulary before. And this is actually a review. Yani, this reading comprehension course is a review of what we studied previously. Okay, so before we actually read the selected text from lessons 16 and 17, on page 92 and 96. Yani the text from lesson 16 is on page 92 and the text from lesson 17 is on page 96. Before we read that text, I want to quickly review the grammar that we want to focus on in this particular lesson. Okay? So, this lesson actually contains one main grammar point, and there's also a secondary point. The secondary point is the pattern for what a new broken plural pattern. And we had broken plural patterns in lesson 13, and this is a new broken plural pattern that we hadn't had before. It is mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu. And this particular broken plural pattern, mafa'ilu, is one of those broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. So words, plurals that are on this pattern are diptotes, mamnu' min as-sarf. That is, they don't take tanween, and when they are majrur, they take any fatha instead of kasra. Okay, so from the the example that I gave for this particular pattern is the plural of masjidun, yani masajidun. And likewise, we could say maktabun, makatibun. or madrasatun madarisun, yani the pattern of mafa'il. Okay, so that is the secondary point for this particular lesson. The primary point for this lesson, and that's what we're going to be focusing on as we go through the selected texts for reading and grammatical analysis. The primary point of this lesson is the rules related to plurals for غير عقل words. Plurals for غير عقل words. And if you noticed in the homework assignment, part of the homework assignment was to always to look at the English text. Yani to look at the English text for the lessons that we're going to cover in the coming session. The English key, not text, the English key. Okay, so the English key for this particular lesson gives us some details that are really essential. The first thing is that Arabic nouns are classified into rational and irrational nouns. They're either rational or irrational. This expression, rational or irrational, is sometimes expressed as intelligent and non-intelligent. So you may say they are rational nouns and irrational nouns, or you may say they are intelligent nouns and non-intelligent nouns. Yani nouns that represent that which is intelligent or that which is not intelligent. Rational nouns are those that refer to human beings. So when we say a rational noun or intelligent noun, we mean the noun that refers to a human being. Included in rational or intelligent nouns are also angels and devils and jinn. They're also included under rational nouns. Humans, angels, devils, and jinn. Irrational nouns refer to things, yani inanimate things, like rivers and trees and mountains. And it also refers to animals. And it refers to concepts, yani concepts of numbers, shapes, and things like this. Okay, so rational and irrational, or intelligent and non-intelligent nouns, these are the two classifications of nouns in Arabic. Rational nouns include humans, angels, devils, and jinn. Irrational nouns or non-intelligent nouns include inanimate things, animals, and concepts. In the singular, these nouns, when they are singular, rational and irrational nouns, in their singular form, there is no difference between them. The rules that we have learned up until now are applied to both of these two classifications of nouns equally when they are in their singular form. The special rule that we want to look at in this lesson is related to plurals. In the plural form, rational nouns are treated in consideration of it being singular, dual, or plural, masculine or feminine, and so on. Irrational nouns, unlike rational nouns, in the plural, even though they are plural nouns, but if they are plurals for irrational nouns, they are treated as though they are all feminine singular. Doesn't matter if it's a feminine noun or masculine noun. Even though it's plural, it's going to be treated as though it is feminine singular. يعني مفرد مؤنث. Okay, so the difference between the rational and irrational nouns is only when we have a plural for one of these nouns. If it is a plural for a rational noun, then we treat it as a plural. The adjective describing it is going to be plural. The ism ishara pointing to it is going to be plural. The pronoun that refers back to it is going to be plural. The khabar that gives us information about it is going to be plural. The verb that's related to it is going to be plural for rational nouns, for intelligent nouns, related to humans and angels and devils and jinn. But if it's an irrational noun, غير عاقل, and it's plural, we're going to treat it as though, even though it's plural, and it might even be masculine, but we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. What do we mean by that? We mean the ism ishara that's used to point to it is going to be a feminine singular ism ishara, either hadhihi or tilka. The not that's describing it is going to be in the singular feminine form. And the pronoun is going to be feminine singular, here. And the khabar is also going to be feminine singular. Okay, so this is a very important concept. There's no concept like this in English. So this is something that we have to really pay attention to. When we see a plural noun, we have to identify, is this from the rational nouns, intelligent nouns, or is it from the irrational, non-intelligent nouns? If it's from the rational nouns, we just treat it like we normally do. Singular adjective, a plural adjective, and so on. But if it's from the rational nouns, even though it might be masculine, even though it's a plural, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine, and we're going to treat it as though it's singular. Okay, so I'll just give you a quick example of this, and then we're going to look at the text and see the examples that came in the text for both of these lessons, 16 and 17. Okay, so for example, a rational noun, طالبون, right? So they gave us in the English key this sentence, هذا طالب جديد هو صغير. هذا طالب جديد هو صغير. So هذا, because it's referring to طالب, which is masculine singular, so we have the masculine singular اسم إشارة. جديد, which is a not describing طالب, is also masculine and it's singular. هو صغير, هو, the pronoun referring back to طالب, is masculine singular. And صغيرٌ, the خبر, is also masculine singular. Okay, so that's normal. The same thing with an irrational noun. كتابٌ, it's an irrational noun. It's an inanimate thing. So we say, هذا كتابٌ جديدٌ هو صغيرٌ. Almost the exact same sentence. هذا طالبٌ جديدٌ, هذا كتابٌ جديدٌ. هو صغيرٌ. يعني كتابٌ is masculine and singular, so we use هذا, masculine singular, اسم إشارة. جديدٌ is a not describing كتاب. And kitab is masculine and singular, so jadidun is masculine singular. Huwa, referring back to kitab, is masculine singular. The khabar, saghirun, is also masculine singular. So in the singular, they are both equal. The ism ishara, the nat, the damir, the khabar, everything is going to be, yani, in its singular form, reflecting that it's singular. When we go to the plural, though, if we exchange talib for the plural tulab, now we have to change the ism ishara and use a plural ism ishara, ha'ulai, tulab. And the not jadid has to be plural, judud. And the pronoun huwa has to be plural, hum. And the khabar saghir has to be plural, sigar. So hatha talibun jadidun huwa saghirun becomes ha'ulai, tulabun jududun, hum sigarun. Everything now became plural because, yani, if the subject of the sentence is plural, then the ism ishara pointing to it, the adjective describing it, the pronoun referring back to it, the khabar about it, all of that has to also be plural. Not so with the ghayru aqil plural. The ghayru aqil plural, when we change it, when we use the plural, now everything referring to it, ism ishara, damir, khabar, not, all of that, is not going to be plural. It's not even going to be masculine. It's going to be feminine. Singular. So هذا كتاب جديد. And if we change كتاب to كتب, then the ism إشارة referring to it is going to be feminine singular. هذه كتب. And the not describing it is going to be feminine singular. جديدة. هذه كتب جديدة. The pronoun referring back to كتب is going to be feminine singular. هي. And the خبر صغيرة is going to be feminine singular. So for the plural kutub, we say هَذِهِ كُتُبٌ جَدِيدَةٌ. Everything feminine singular. هِيَ صَغِيرَةٌ. Feminine singular. Okay, so this is a very important rule. We've studied it previously. This is just a reminder. It's a review lesson. I wanted to review this so that we understand that as we read the selected text for lessons 16 and 17, we're going to be focusing on plurals, plural words. If they're غير عاقل plurals, we have to note that the ism ishara is going to be feminine and singular. And the not describing it is going to be feminine, singular. And the pronoun, dhamir, referring back to it is going to be feminine, singular, here. And the khabar referring to it is also going to be in the feminine, singular form. And as well, we're not going to see it here, but the al-ism al-mawsool, the relative pronoun that refers to it, to a غير عاقل plural, is also going to be feminine singular. Yani it's not going to be الذين, but it's going to be التي, feminine singular. And a verb also referring to it is going to be feminine singular. For example, if we were talking about عاقل, yani rational, intelligent plural like الطلاب, we say الطلاب خرجوا. We use a plural form of the verb. But if we were referring to an animal, like al-kilab, dogs, we wouldn't say al-kilabu kharaju. Rather, we're going to use the feminine singular verb form kharajat. And like here, kharajat. It's going to be feminine singular. Al-kilabu kharajat, as opposed to al-kilabu kharaju. Alright, so this is yani just a quick review of the concept of the ghayru aqil plural. After this, we want to go to the second part of our lesson, and that is the reading and translation of the selected text. The reading and translation of the selected text. So again, as we're taking lessons 16 and 17 together, we're going to read the selected text on page 92 for lesson 16. And right behind it, we're going to read the selected text for lesson 17 on page 96. So we're going to read two selected texts from 16 on page 92 and from 17 on page 96. And after we look at these two selected texts, we're going to go back and we're going to do the listening skills exercise and the dictation skills exercise from these very same two texts. Alright, so again, what we want to focus on, we might look at other grammatical points or word relationships, but we want to concentrate on plurals for ghayru aqil words, and we want to note that they are treated as though they are feminine singular. That word could be feminine, it could be masculine, but when it is a plural for a ghayru aqil word, it doesn't matter if it's masculine or feminine, it's going to be treated as though it's feminine. And even though it's a plural word, it's also going to be treated as though it's singular. The ism ishara is going to be feminine singular. The nat adjective is feminine singular. The khabar is going to be feminine singular. The damir pronoun is going to be feminine singular. And if there were a verb, it will be feminine singular the form. And if there were a relative pronoun, al ism al mawsool, it will be feminine singular. Okay, so let's go to page 92 and look at the selected text for the beginning of the lesson 16, top of the page, first half of the page. Okay, so this is a discussion between al-mudarris, the teacher, and some of his students, yani Muhammad and Ali. This is a very brief text, and it only contains a few ghayru aqil plurals. But in any case, we'll see examples of the ism ishara referring to a ghayru aqil plural being feminine singular. We'll see example of a damir pronoun that refers to a ghayru aqil plural being feminine singular. We'll see a nat, yani describing a ghayru aqil plural being feminine singular. And we'll see a khabar. Yeah, a khabar that refers back to a ghayru aqil plural being feminine singular. Alright, so let's read from the top of the page, Ad-Darsu As-Sadisa Ashara, the 16th lesson. The teacher says, Liman hadihi al-aqlamu ya Muhammadu. Liman hadihi al-aqlamu ya Muhammadu. Okay, so the first thing we want to do in this sentence is we want to pay attention to any plural here and identify a plural in this sentence. Is it aql or ghayr aql? So we see the plural al-aqlam, the plural of qalam, pen, right, that you write with. And we know that a pen is an inanimate thing. It's not yani a human being. So this is going to be ghayr aql plural. So everything that refers to this aqlam, we're going to note that it should be feminine singular. Okay, so let's look at the translation of the sentence first. Liman hadhihi al-aqlamu ya Muhammadu. To whom belongs hadhihi al-aqlam, these pens, ya Muhammadu, O Muhammad. Any whose pens are these? To whom belong hadhihi al-aqlam? To whom belong these pens, O Muhammad? Alright, so the ism ishara referring to aqlam, even though aqlam is a masculine noun, qalam is masculine, and it's a plural here, the plural for it, right? But nonetheless, we see the ism ishara is not ha'ulai, yani a plural ism ishara, or ulaika, rather it is feminine singular, hadihi. Liman hadihi al-aqlamu ya Muhammadu. So this is the point, the ism ishara that refers to a ghayru aqil plural is going to be feminine singular. Muhammad says, hiya li ya ustadu. Hiya li ya ustadu. Hiya is referring back to aqlam. To whom belong these pens? He said, here, they belong to me, O Ustad, O teacher. So we see here that the pronoun, the mir, that's referring back to aklam, is feminine singular pronoun here. Here, li, they. Of course, when we translate, we're not going to say she or it, because it's referring back to pens, right? So in English, we're going to say they, because it's plural, right? They belong to me, O Ustad, O teacher, O professor. The teacher then says, Hiya jamilatun jiddan. And after a pause, wahadihi al-kutubu al-jadida. Ahiya laka? Wahadihi al-kutubu al-jadidatu. Ahiya laka? Alright, so the meaning of this sentence, the teacher then says, in reference to those pens that Muhammad said they belong to me, hiya li, ya ustad, the teacher says, hiya jamilatun jiddan. So hiya also is referring back to what? Al-aqlam, the pens, and its feminine singular pronoun, the mir, feminine singular. In this sentence, hiya jamilatun jiddan, hiya is the mubtada, jamilatun is the khabar. So we see here a khabar that's referring back to the pens, yani hiya jamilatun jiddan, they are very beautiful. Here is the mubtada. Jamilatun is the khabar. This is a khabar referring back to al-aklam, which is a masculine noun, and it's a plural noun. But because it's ghayr al-aql, the khabar is feminine singular. Jamilatun. Here, jamilatun jiddan. After some time, the teacher adds, وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. And these new books, أَهِيَ لَكَ. Are they also for you? Do they also belong to you? Here in this sentence, we see the same thing. Al-Kutub here now, referring, this is a new غير عقل plural. Al-Kutub is the plural of Kitab. Kitab is masculine, right? But because we're using the plural here, Kutub, and it's غير عقل plural, so we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara that's referring to Kutub is هذه, feminine singular ism ishara. Al-Jadida, the not describing Al-Kutub, is also feminine singular. Ahiya laka, the pronoun referring back to kutub is also feminine singular. So we see ism ishara hadhihi, anat al-jadidatu, and the dhamir here, all of them referring back to al-kutub, which is a masculine plural. But the ism ishara, the anat, and the dhamir are all feminine singular. This is the rule that we have for ghayr aql plurals, that we treat them as though they are feminine. We treat them as though they are feminine singular. Therefore, the ism ishara referring to them is feminine singular. The not describing them is going to be feminine singular. A pronoun referring to them is going to be feminine singular. If they were a verb, it would be feminine singular. A khabar would be feminine singular. A relative pronoun, al-ism al-mawsool, would be feminine singular. So after this, the teacher says, yani after the teacher said, hiya jamilatun jiddan, wa hadhihi al-kutub al-jadidatu, ahiya laka, and these beauty, and these new books, are they also for you? Do they belong to you? Muhammad says, La, hiya lihamidin. La, hiya lihamidin. No, these new books belong to Hamid. Here, the pronoun hiya is referring back to al-kutub al-jadida, right? It's a masculine plural, but it's ghayr aql, so we are using a feminine singular dhamir here to refer back to it. The teacher says, Aina dafatirukum ya ikhwanu. Aina dafatirukum ya ikhwanu. Yani, where are your notebooks, O brothers? Where are your notebooks? So here's another ghayr aql plural, dafatir, the plural of daftar, a notebook. Here, daftar is masculine, but when we use its plural, dafatir, now we have the rule coming into play of the plural for غير عقل. Plurals for غير عقل are treated, even if they are masculine, and even though they are plural, they are treated as though they are feminine, singular. أين دفاتركم يا إخوانو? In the answer we see the pronoun here, referring back to دفاتر. Here is feminine singular, even though دفاتر is masculine and it's a plural. Here, هنا على هذا المكتب. Here, هنا على هذا المكتب. Yani, here is referring back to the فاتر. the masculine plural of daftar. They are here on this desk or on this table. So these are a few examples of غير العقل plurals, الأقلام, الكتب, and the فاتر. All of them are plurals for masculine nouns, but in the plural form, because they are plurals for غير العقل, we treat them as though they are feminine singular. Okay? Everything that refers back to them, whether it's a ism ishara, a nat, a khabar, a damir, a fi'l, ism mawsool, all of these things are going to be, if they're referring to a غير العقل plural, all of these things are going to be used in their feminine singular form. Okay, let's go to the next text. The next text, selected text for lesson 17. We're going to read that and look at some of the word relationships, grammatical relationships between words. But most importantly, what we want to focus on are the غير العقل plurals. غير العقل plurals and how everything that refers to them are going to be feminine singular. Yani we're going to treat the غير العقل plural as though it's feminine singular. So everything that refers to it is going to be in the feminine singular form. So in this lesson, number 17, at the top of the page, on page 96, الدرسو السابع عشرة, the 17th lesson. And this lesson, like lesson 16, this is a continuation of lesson 16. So it's basically just giving us more examples of how to deal with the غير العقل plural. شم غير العقل. We have 13 sentences. We're going to look at each one of them one by one, focusing on what? Focusing on the treating the غير العقل plural as though it is feminine singular. Okay, the first sentence, number one, أبواب المسجد مفتوحة. أبواب المسجد مفتوحة. Meaning? What is the meaning? The doors of the masjid are open. Okay, in this sentence, quick analysis. أبواب المسجد يعني is مضاف مضاف إليه. Right? And remember the مضاف إليه always is مجرور. The primary sign of being مجرور is كسرة. مسجد. مجرور. وَلَمْ تُجَرِّهِ كَسْرًا. أَبْوَابُ is the مُبْتَدَى, the مُبْتَدَى of this sentence. And الْمَسْجِدِ is مُضَعْفٌ إِلَيْهِ. And the خَبْر is مَفْتُوحَةٌ. So the خَبْر here is referring back to أبواب, which is masculine, and it's plural. But you see that the خَبْر is feminine singular. مَفْتُوحَةٌ. It's feminine singular. And that's because أبواب is غير العقل plural. Alright? Sentence number two. لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة. لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة. هي لمدير الشركة. هي لمدير الشركة. يعني لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة. To whom belong these new houses? Answer. هي لي مديري الشركة. They belong to the director or the manager of the company. So again, in this sentence, we want to note a couple of things before we look at our main point. We want to note here, لي مديري الشركة. مديري الشركة is مضاف مضاف إليه. مضاف مضاف إليه. And from the rules of إضافة, we know that the مضاف, in this case مدير, the مضاف never takes ألف لام or تنوين. And the مضاف إليه does take either ألف لام or تنوين, and it is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. So we note that, and now let's go to our main point. لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة. The غير العقل plural in this sentence is البيوت. It's the plural of بيت. بيت is masculine. But here we have it in its plural form, and because بيت is an inanimate thing, so it's غير العقل. The غير العقل plural is treated as though it's feminine singular. So we see first the ism ishara هذه that's referring to البيوت is feminine singular. And then we see the نات الجديدة that's describing البيوت is also feminine singular. And then we see the ضمير, the pronoun here that's referring back to البيوت is also feminine singular. Sentence number three. النجوم جميلة. النجوم جميلة. يعني the meaning of this sentence, النجوم, the stars are beautiful. So النجوم is the plural of نجمون. نجمون is masculine. So it's plural. النجوم is also masculine, but because it is a plural for غير عاقل noun, it's treated as though it's feminine and as though it's singular. So النجوم in this sentence is the مبتدا مرفون ولامة رفعه ضمة. The sign that it's مرفون is ضمة. And the خبر of this sentence is جميلة. And the خبر is also always مرفون. And the primary sign of a noun being مرفون is ضمة. But what we want to know is what? That النجوم, even though it's plural, the خبر for it is جميلة, feminine, singular, because النجوم is غير عاقل plural. Number four. هذه الدروس سهلة. هذه الدروس سهلة. يعني these lessons are easy. These lessons are easy. The غير عاقل plural here is الدروس, the plural of درس, even though درس is masculine. This plural, الدروس, is a غير عاقل plural, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. فاسم إشارة هذه, referring to it, is feminine singular. And the خبر, informing us, giving us information about it, is also سهلة, feminine singular. هذه الدروس سهلة. Number five. في الهندي لغات كثيرة. في الهندي لغات كثيرة. The meaning of this sentence, in India are many languages. يعني there are many languages in India. Here I just want to note, in terms of grammatical points, في الهندي is جار والمجرور. يعني the preposition and the object of the preposition is never the مبتدا. So this is actually a خبر مقدم. في الهندي is the خبر مقدم. It's the خبر that's advanced ahead of its place. So the مبتدا here is لغات. The مبتدا is لغات. And the rule here for the خبر being advanced and the مبتدا being delayed is that whenever the مبتدا is indefinite and its خبر is a جار والمجرور, we reverse the order. So here we have لغات, which is actually the مبتدا, مؤخر, it's being delayed because it's indefinite and its خبر في الهندي is جار والمجرور, as a شبه جملة. Preposition and the object of the preposition. So لغات is the مبتدا, مرفون with ضمة. كثيرة is a not describing it. And في الهندي is the خبر مقدم. Alright, so the point of grammar here related to our lesson today is لغات is a غير عاقل plural. It is a feminine noun. يعني لغة is a feminine word. But here in its plural, because it's a غير عاقل plural, language is a concept. يعني it's not a human being or angel or jinn, it's a concept. And غير عاقل plurals includes animals, inanimate things, and concepts. So the concept of language, يعني this is a concept. So لغات is a غير عاقل plural. The not describing it, كثيرتون, is feminine singular. Number six. أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Answer. هي في المكتبة. هي في المكتبة. Okay, the meaning of the sentence, أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Where are the new books? Answer. هي في المكتبة. They are in the library. They. Here is referring back to كتب. So in English we would say, for this plural, they. They are in the library. In terms of the grammar of this lesson, we see الكتب, even though it's the plural of كتاب, which is masculine, but here in its plural form, كتب, it's غير عاقل plural. Therefore, it's treated as though it's feminine singular. And for that reason, الجديدة, a not describing كتب, is feminine singular. And here, a damir referring back to كتب is also feminine singular. Number seven. تلك السرور مكسورة. تلك السرور مكسورة. The meaning of this sentence, those beds are broken. Those beds are broken. The غير عاقل plural in this sentence is سرور. سرور is the plural of سرير, which means a bed. سرور is a غير عاقل plural. Therefore, the ism ishara referring to it, tilka, is feminine singular. Feminine singular, yani referring to that for that which is far. Hadihi and tilka are feminine singular, ism ishara. But hadihi for that which is near, qareeb, and tilka for that which is far. Also, the khabar of this sentence is also feminine singular, maksuratun. Tilka as-sururu maksuratun. So in this sentence, again, as in terms of grammar that we had previously, yani the badal construction, tilka as-surur, yani tilka the ism ishara, is the mubtada, and as-surur is the badal for it. It's badal. Remember, the ism ishara followed by now with alif lam is a badal. Okay, so tilka actually is the mubtada. It's a ism ishara, so it's mabniun in the place where it should be marfuun. As-surur is its badal, so it has to have the same case being marfuun, and maksuratun is the khabar, and the khabar is always marfuun. Number 8, as-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. Any the meaning of the sentence? As-sa'atu, the watch, al-yabaniya, the Japanese watch, is rakhisatun, inexpensive or cheap. Here, yani, we don't see any غير عاقل plural here, so this is a normal sentence. As-sa'atu is yani feminine singular, al-yabaniya, the not describing is feminine singular, that's the normal rule. Rakhisatun, the khabar, referring to as-sa'a, is also feminine singular, and that's the normal rule. There's no غير عاقل plural in this sentence. Number 9, هذه الحمر وهذه الحمير للفلاح. يعني الحمر and الحمير are both plurals for حمار. Both of them are plurals for حمار. هذه الحمر للفلاح. These donkeys belong to the farmer. These donkeys belong to the farmer. What we want to note here is humur comes under the غير عاقل plural. It's the plural of himar, and it's even though it's masculine, but here the plural humur is the غير عاقل plural, because himar is an animal, and animals and inanimate things and concepts come under the heading of غير عاقل plurals. Okay, so this غير عاقل plural humur, the ism ishara referring to it is هذه, feminine singular. And that's the rule that we're looking at in this particular lesson. Number 10. أين كتبكن يا أخواتو. Answer, هي في الفصل. The meaning of this question, أين كتبكن يا أخواتو. Where are your books, O sisters? Answer, هي, يعني referring back to books. They are في الفصل, in the classroom. They are in the classroom. Here, the غير عاقل plural is كتب. And the pronoun he is referring back to them is feminine singular. Number 11. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. The meaning of this sentence, هذه كتبي, these are my books. وتلك كتب أختي, and those are the books of my sister. In this sentence, the غير عاقل plural is كتب. The ism ishara referring to it is هذه, feminine singular. And this, and كتب came again, and the ism ishara referring to it the second time is tilka, which is also feminine singular. Number 12, هذه مكاتب الطلاب. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. The meaning, these are the desk or tables of the students. The students' desk. Here, the غير عاقل plural is مكاتب. Yani tulab is also a plural, but it's not غير عاقل. Okay, so the غير عاقل plural in this sentence is مكاتب, the plural of مكتب. It's masculine, but here in its plural form, it's a غير عاقل plural. We treat it as though it's feminine singular. So هذه اسم إشارة, feminine singular referring to مكاتب. طلاب, يعني هذه is the مبتدا مبني in the place where it should be مرفوع. مكاتب is the خبر مرفوع with ضمة, and طلابي, الطلابي is مضاف إليه مجرور. The last sentence, في هذا الشارع فنادق, without تنوين, single vowel, فنادق كبيرة. في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. The meaning of the sentence, في هذه الشارع, في هذا الشارع, in this street, are fanadiqu, hotels, kabiratun, big, big hotels. Okay, from a grammatical perspective, we just want to look at quickly something that we had before. Again, fi hadha shari, fi hadha, yani this is ja wal majrur. And we said that the ja wal majrur shibh jumla is never the mubtada. So this is a khabar muqaddam. Fi hadha ashari. Also, hadha is a ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam ashari. So ashari is badal for hadha. And then fanadiq is the actual mubtada. Mu'akhar, delayed mubtada. Fanadiq is mubtada marfoon. The sign is marfoon is dhamma. It has a single vowel dhamma, even though it doesn't have alif lam, because fanadiq is on the pattern of mafail. It's a broken plural pattern that's mamnu' min as-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. So fanadiqu is the mubtada marfoon, and kabiratun is a not describing it, also marfoon. But it is, because fanadiq is a ghayru aqil plural, so the not describing it is feminine singular. That's the rule that we want to look at in this lesson. Kabiratun is a not describing fanadiq, ghayru aqil plural, so the not describing it is feminine singular. Okay, these are the two texts that we wanted to go to and try to identify some of as many of the examples as possible of ghayru aqil plurals being treated as though they are feminine singular. Okay, now let's go to the last part of this lesson, that is the listening skills exercise and dictation skills exercise. Okay, for the listening skills exercise, we're going to do 6 sentences. This is just for listening. Remember the listening skills. Going to read each lesson twice. The first time, just listen, try to understand it. Second time we read it, you can translate it orally. No need to open the book. No need to write anything. If you want to write from 1 through 6 and just check the ones you got right, and X for the ones that you may have missed, you can make a note of that. Okay? Listening skills exercise. We're going to read each sentence twice. All you have to do is listen and translate orally. The first sentence. لمن هذه الأكلام يا محمد. Okay, translate orally. لمن هذه الأكلام يا محمد, meaning to whom belong these pens, O Muhammad. Number 2. هي لي يا أستاذ. Again, هي لي يا أستاذ, meaning they belong to me, O teacher, O professor. Number 3. هي جميلة جدا. هي جميلة جدا. Translate orally. They are جميلة جدا, very beautiful. Number 4. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 3 has a question that's going to be related to number 4. Well, we'll just skip that. Number 4, la. Hiya lihamidin. Number 4 should be la. Hiya lihamidin. No, they belong to Hamid. That's in reference to a question that we skipped. Number 5. Aina dafatirukum ya ikhwanu. Translate orally. Aina dafatirukum ya ikhwanu, meaning where are your notebooks, O brothers. Number 6, final listening skills exercise. Hiya huna ala hadha al-maktabi. Translate orally. Where are your notebooks, O brothers? Hiya huna ala hadha al-maktabi. They are here on this desk. Okay, hopefully you got all of them right, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, or at least most of them. Okay, let's do the dictation skills exercise. You don't have to look at the book, but you do need a piece of paper or a pad or a notebook that you're going to write. Okay, and they're going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sentences, questions or answers or statements, okay, that you should be writing. Number one, you can number them from 1 through 5. Okay, number one. And I'm going to read each one 3 times. The first time, just listen up. The second time, try to write it. And third time, you can double check what you have written. See if you missed anything. Number one, Imla. Abwabu al-masjidi maftuhatun. Okay, let's read it. I'm going to read it again. This time, I want you to write. Abwabu al-masjidi maftuhatun. Okay, one more time. Just double check what you have written. Abwabu al-masjidi maftuhatun. Abwabu al-masjidi maftuhatun. Number two. هذه الدروس سهلة. Okay, let's write it. هذه الدروس سهلة. Okay, check what you have written. هذه الدروس سهلة. Okay, number three. تلك السرور مكسورة. Let's write it. تلك السرور مكسورة. مكسورة. Okay, let's check what we have written. تلك السرور مكسورة. Number four. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. Let's write it. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. Let's check what we have written. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. Okay, this is the last one. Number five. في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. Let's write it. في هذا الشارع. الشارع with عين on the end. فنادق with a single vowel. فنادق كبيرة. Let's check what we have written. في هذا الشارع. في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. Okay, so hopefully, inshallah, we are improving from week to week, getting it a little bit better, doing a little bit better in these listening exercise and dictation exercise. Hopefully, we're getting it a little bit better each time. Okay, let's go to the next lesson. Lesson number 18. Following the same pattern that we just had. We're going to look at lesson number 18, which is dealing with the Muthanna. Okay, so the first thing that we want to do is, again, Yanni, first part of the lesson is going to be what? It's going to be vocabulary review and then the reading of the selected text. So as far as the vocabulary review, we're going to look first at a few words, Arabic words. I want you to translate into English, and then a few English words you can translate into Arabic. There are not a lot of words, so this will be relatively brief. The first word, al-ajalatu, with ayn and ta marbuta on the end. Al-ajalatu. Al-ajalatu. Meaning, in English, wheel. W-H-E-E-L. Or the wheel, like the wheel of a car or a bicycle. Number two. Al-aidu. Al-aidu. With ayn. Al-aidu. Meaning, yani the day of celebration or festival. Yani like Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. The next word. As-sanatu, with shadda on the scene because it's a sun letter. As-sanatu. As-sanatu means Y-E-A-R, year, 1 year, 12 months, the year, of the year. Naam, as-sanatu. The next word, an-nafidhatu. An-nafidhatu. Yani, meaning the window that you look out from your house, the window. An-nafidhatu. The next word, al-mistaratu, with ta, al-mistaratu. Al-mistaratu means ruler, yani the ruler that you measure something with, yani in inches or whatever. Naam. Okay, I'll give you some English words. I want you to give me the Arabic meaning. The writing board, yani the board that you write on, the writing board. In Arabic, As-sabburatu. As-sabburatu. The writing board. The next word, rial. Well, really, that's a giveaway, right? The currency in Saudi Arabia, ar-rial. Okay, the next word, the city district or neighborhood. The city, a city district, a small neighborhood. It's called in Arabic, al-hayyu. Al-hayyu. With ha as in halal. And ya with shadda. Al-hayyu. The next word, yani one unit of prayer in the salat, yani when you stand, bow, prostrate and sit, yani one unit of prayer is called in Arabic, ar-raka'atu. Ar-raka'atu, with sukoon on the calf, and its plural has fatha on the calf. The plural of raka'ah is raka'at. Raka'at. Okay, this is the vocabulary review, brief vocabulary review. And now we want to just quickly look at the rules related to the Muthanna, and then we'll go to the selected text for this lesson. In terms of the rules related to Al-Muthanna, in the English key for lesson 18, they informed us that unlike English, Arabic has three numbers. Yani they have singular and plural, like you have in English, and then they also have dual. Yani dual refers to two, and more than two, three or more, is plural. So there's singular, mufrad, and there's dual, muthanna, and there's jama', plural. Okay? The dual form of nouns, ends with ana. Yani fatha alif noon. So you take the word bait, and you add ana, it becomes baitani. Baitani, ani. Baitani. Yed, yadani. For a feminine word, remember, the ta marbuta on the end is going to be changed to a regular ta. So, gurfatun, the ta marbuta becomes a regular ta, becomes gurfatani. Imra'atun, the ta marbuta becomes a regular ta. Imra'atun becomes imra'atani. Alright? Baitani, yadani, gurfatani, imra'atani. So, nouns are made dual by adding ani, yani fatta alif noon. That's when they are marfoon. And we'll learn later on when they are mansub or majroor, instead of ani, it will become aini, baitaini, yadaini, gurfataini, imra'ataini. The second thing for dual that they deal with this in this lesson is ism ishara. Yani previously we had the ism ishara, hadha and hadhihi. So the dual for hadha is hadani. And the dual for hadhihi is hatani. Hadani and hatani. The next thing we had is the dual for the pronoun. The pronoun huwa. And here the dual form is huma. And this dual pronoun is both for masculine and feminine. So if you have two men or two women, two boys or two girls, the dual pronoun huma is used equally for masculine and feminine. And they also noted in this lesson that the adjective that's qualifying or describing a dual noun, the adjective also has to be dual. So if you say talibani, yani two new students, you have to say jadidani. If you say ghurfatani, two new rooms, you say ghurfatani jadidatani. So the noun, the adjective that's describing a noun that's dual, also has to be dual. In this lesson they also had come al-istifhamiya, come when you're asking about how many, the number of a thing. And we said that the word that follows come is known as its tamyiz, and that word is always going to be singular, and yani in the accusative case. So in English, even though you say how many books, plural books, but in Arabic, books is going to be, that's the tamyiz of come, it's going to be singular, and it's going to be mansub. Okay, so that's basically, and by the way, that singular word, yani kam kitaban, for example, is going to be followed by alif unless the word ends with ta mabuta, like sayyara. You're going to say kam sayyaratan. There's not going to be an alif following the tanween, the double fatha. But in other words that don't end with ta mabuta or don't end with hamza, that's followed by an alif, then we're going to see the word when it's mansub with fathatan, it's going to be followed by alif in almost all words with these two exceptions. So that's basically it. Not much to say about that. Let's just go directly to the selected text for this lesson. And this selected text is on page 100 and two lines on page 101. Okay, lesson number 18. At the top of the page, it says, الدرسو الثامنة عشرة. الدرسو الثامنة عشرة. The 18th lesson. This is a discussion between al-mudarris, the teacher, and Muhammad, and Zakaria, and Ibrahim, and Ali, and Yunus, yani students. The teacher says, again, in this lesson, what we are mainly focusing on are words that are dual, whether they are nouns that have any endings, like kitabani and baytani, or whether or not they are ism ishara, yani hadani and hatani, or whether or not they are pronouns, the mere, like huma. We're going to be looking for these dual words, huma and hadani and hatani, and nouns that end with ani, like gurfatani, imraatani, and so on. Okay, so that's what we're primarily going to be looking at. And we're also going to be seeing the word kam when it's asking about a number of something, and we're going to see the word following it. It's going to be mufrad, mansub, singular, and in the accusative case. The tamyiz of kam is always going to be mufrad, singular, and mansub in the accusative case. Okay, so the teacher says, kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu. How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Okay, hopefully you already translated this. You can check your translation as we go through it. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu, how many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? Here we want to note that the word after come, known as its tamyiz, because it distinguishes what you're asking about, the number of what. Yani, if somebody says come, you're saying how many? How many of what? How many books? How many dollars? How many brothers? So that word that comes after come, which tells you what you're asking about the number of, that's called the tamyiz. And that tamyiz is always going to be singular, mufrad, and in the accusative case, mansub. Okay, so, kam akhan, even though the word in Arabic is singular, when you translate in English, you have to say how many brothers. In English, you're going to use a plural word. In Arabic, we use the singular. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu. Muhammad says, li akhun wahidun. I have one brother. The teacher says, wa kam ukhtan laka. And how many sisters do you have? And here we want to note that the word after come, ukht, is singular, and it is in the accusative case. How many sisters? In Arabic we say ukht, singular, but we mean, yani, in English, plural. How many sisters do you have? And also we want to note that in reference to people, you don't say come ukhtan indaka. Indaka is used for things, and laka is used for people. Come ukhtan laka. Come akhan laka. Na come akhan indaka. You say come, yani, qalaman indaka. Come kitaban indaka. Alright? Come ukhtan laka. Li ukhtani. Li ukhtani. Here we have the word ukht in its muthanna, dual form. Ukht became ukhtani, adding the ending factor alif noon, ani. Li ukhtani, I have two sisters. The teacher says, kam ajalatan liddarrajati ya hamidu. Kam ajalatan. How many wheels liddarrajati are for a bicycle, ya hamidu? Yani, how many wheels does a bicycle have, O Hamid? Hamid says, laha, yani, it has, the bicycle has, laha ajalatani. It has ajalatani. Ajala is the singular. Ajalatani is the dual. Notice that ajala ends with tarmabuta. When tarmabuta must always be the last letter of a word. If you add any suffix to it, you have to change it to a regular open ta, ta maftuha. Kam ajalatan. Laha ajalatani. It has two wheels. The teacher says, kam eidan fi sanati ya Zakariya. How many eids, how many days of celebration are in the year, O Zakariya? Again, the word, the tamyiz of kam, is going to be mufrad mansub. And notice that that fatatan is followed by an alif, but not in ajalatan, because it ends with tarmabuta, you don't see the alif. But in the other words, kam akhan, you see, yani, the fatatan followed by alif. Kam ukhtan, you see, yani, the fatatan followed by alif. And likewise here, kam eidan. Kam eidan fi sanati ya Zakariya. Zakariya says, fi sanati eidani. This is eidani, the dual of eid. Eidani. In the center, there are two eids. Huma, eidul fitri wa eidul adha. Again, we have the pronoun, the dual pronoun for huwa and for here. Its dual is huma. Huma, eidul fitri wa eidul adha. Yani, there are two eids in the year. The two of them are eidul fitr and eidul adha. Eid al-Fitr being after the completion of the month of Ramadan fast, and Eid al-Adha, yani, at the completion of the Hajj. The teacher says, Ya Ibrahimu, Abuka tajirun kabirun. Kam matjaran. Kam matjaran indahu. Yani, Ya Ibrahimu, O Ibrahim, Abuka tajirun kabirun. Your father is a big merchant. Kam matjaran andahu. How many shops, how many places of business does he have? Ibrahim says, well, first thing we want to note before we go on to that, we want to note kam, after kam, the tamyiz, we see that it is singular, matjaran, and it is mansub, with fathatan followed by alif. Kam matjaran indahu. How many shops does he have? Ibrahim says, indahu matjarani kabirani. Indahu matjarani kabirani. He has two big shops. Two big shops. Two big places of business. Here, just as a quick grammar note, عنده is a ظرف. We said the شبه جملة, either جاء والمجرور, the preposition and its object, or the adverb, يعني, with the noun that follows it. يعني, we said that they are never the مبتدا. So عنده is not a مبتدا. It's the خبر مقدم, advanced. And actually the Mubtada in this sentence is matjarani, is the mubtada, yani muakhar, delayed mubtada, and kabirani is the not describing it. The teacher says, "Kam nafidatan, kam nafidatan fi gurfatika ya Ismailu." How many windows are in your room, O Ismail? Again, after kam, the tamyiz is going to be singular, and it's going to be in the accusative case, and that means it's going to have fatatan, and that fatatan is generally followed by alif, unless the word ends with ta marbuta, or if it ends with yani a hamzatul qat that is preceded by an alif, as in sama'un, and words like that, sama'un, yani that hamzatul qat preceded by alif is not going to be followed by another alif if it became mansub with fatha. This is something that we took in the primer when we were learning the alphabets. Yani from the primer book, let's begin to read Arabic. Okay, so how many windows are in your room? Yeah, Ismail says, fiha nafidatani. Fiha nafidatani. In it, yani in ha is referring back to what? Gurfa. Is referring back to gurfa, which is feminine, right? We have the feminine singular noun here. Fiha, yani fi gurfati. In my room, in it, are nafidatani. Two windows. Yani nafidatani is the dual muthanna form of nafidatun, ending with ta marbuta. When you add a suffix to it, the ta marbuta becomes ta maftuha. So nafidatan, yani with ta marbuta, when you add a suffix, it becomes nafidatani with a regular ta followed by fatta alif noon. Nafidatani. Two windows. And again, fiha, the jawl majur shibu jumla, is the khabar muqaddam. It's advanced. And nafidatani is the mubtada muakhir, delayed. And it's marfu'un. Because it's a dual word, the sign of it being marfu'un is not dhamma. This is a secondary sign. The secondary sign for words when they are dual is alif. If when they are marfu'un, yani dual words, when they are marfu'un, the sign of being marfu'un is alif. If they are majrur, mansub, it is ya. And we'll talk about that in detail later on. But just as a note here, because if somebody looks and sees that nafi the tani is the mubtada and it's marfu'un, they're looking for the dhamma, the sign of being marfu'un here is a secondary sign for dual words. That is, the secondary sign for the dual word, muthanna word, when it is marfu'un, is alif. If it's mansub or majrur, it takes ya. You would say nafidataini if it was majrur or mansub. The last question, liman hadani addaftarani, to whom belong these two notebooks? Here we have hadani, which is the dual of hadha. And we would see in other texts, hatani is the dual of hadhihi. And these are the ism ishara, the duals for hadha, and hadhihi is hadani and hatani. And finally, Ali says, "Where to whom belong these two notebooks? Huma li, the two of them belong to me." And here we have the dual pronoun for huwa or hiya, both of them masculine and feminine. The dual for them is huma, they belong to me. Okay, so in this text, we saw quite a few dual words, nouns that are dual with fatta alif noon ending, ani, yani. And we also saw the ism ishara, dual, hadani, the damir, the pronoun, the dual pronoun for huwa and hiya, huma. So we know that all of these are dual words, and we also saw the tamyiz of kam. Okay, after this, we want to go to the exercises. Oh, I'm sorry, we have two more lines to read on page 101. The mudarris says, liman hatani. Oh, I'm sorry, good. I'm glad that I didn't skip this completely. The teacher says, liman hatani al-mustaratani. And Yunus says, huma li. So here we see the dual for hadhihi, hatani. And we said on the previous page, the dual of hadha is hadhani. And now we see that the dual of hadhihi, the feminine ism ishara, singular ism ishara, its dual is hatani. And we also see the word al-mustara, which ends with ta mabuta, the dual form, yani taking changing tama buta to ta maftuha al mustaratani, but having the ani ending indicating that it's dual. Liman hatani al mustaratani huma li. And again, we see here that the pronoun, the dual pronoun, huma, is used for masculine. Yani on the previous page, hadani daftarani huma is used for masculine word. And we also see it here used for a feminine word. Hatani, mustaratani, huma is used for both masculine and feminine. Yani it's the dual of huwa and it's the dual of hiya. Okay, that's the end of the reading. Now we're going to look quickly at the, or go to quickly the exercises, listening skills exercises and dictation skills exercises. For the listening skills, you don't have to write and you don't have to read anything. All you have to do is listen and translate orally. Okay, so again, if you want to write, for the listening skills, there will be four sentences. So if you want to write from 1 to 4, and just put a check if you got it right, and an X if you missed it, so you can know how many you got right and how many you got wrong. And you can do the same thing for the imla. The imla will also be 4 sentences. Questions or answers. 1 to 4. Okay, for listening skills, the number one, we have a question and an answer. I'm going to read it twice. The first time I want you to listen, second time, translate orally. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu? Answer, li akhun wahidun. Okay, translate orally. Translate the question. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammadu? How many brothers do you have, O Muhammad? The answer, li akhun wahidun. Translation, I have one brother. Okay, number two, question and answer. Kam ajalatan lid-darrajati ya Hamidu? Answer, laha ajalatani. Okay, translate the question first orally. The question, kam ajalatan lid-darrajati ya Hamidu? How many wheels does a bicycle have, O Hamid? Translate the answer, laha ajalatani. It has, meaning the bicycle, it has 2 wheels. Number 3, question and answer. Kam eidan fi sanati ya Zakariya? Answer, fi sanati eidani. Translate the question orally. Kam eidan fi sanati ya Zakariya? How many Eid celebrations are there in the year, O Zakariya? Translate the answer. Fisanati Eidani. In the year there are 2 Eids, 2 days of celebration or festival. Number four. And this is the last listening skill exercise, question and answer. Kam nafidhatan fi ghurfatika ya Ismailu? Answer, fiha nafidhatani. Okay, translate orally the question. Kam nafidhatan fi ghurfatika ya Ismailu? How many windows are in your room, O Ismail? Answer, fiha nafidhatani. In it, yani in my room, in it are nafidhatani, 2 windows. In it are 2 windows. Okay, let's look at the, let's go to the imla, yani dictation skills. We're going to read each sentence 3 times. Question and answer. Okay, we're going to read it the first time. I want you to just listen. The second time, I'm going to give you a little bit more slower reading so that you can write. And the third time, you can check what you have written or catch anything that you missed. Okay, so, this is imla. Number 1. Wa kam ukhtan laka? Answer, li uchtani. Okay, let's write. Number one. Kam wa kam. I'm sorry, wa kam. Uchten. Laka. Wa kam uchten laka. Answer. Li uchtani. Li uchtani. Okay, we're going to read it one more time so you can check what you've written. This is number one. Wa kam uchten laka. Answer. Li uchtani. Okay, number two. Number two. This is a little bit long. Ya Ibrahimu, abuka tajirun kabirun. Kam matjaran indahu. The answer, indahu matjarani kabirani. Okay, let's write first, yani the first statement, which ends with a question. Ya Ibrahimu. Ya Ibrahimu. Abuka tajirun kabirun. Abuka tajirun kabirun. Kam matjaran. Kam matjaran. Indahu. Okay, we're going to read it one more time, third time, for you to check what you've written, and then we'll go to the answer. Ya Ibrahimu, abuka tajirun kabirun. Kam matjaran indahu. Kam matjaran, matjaran indahu. And the answer, Ibrahim says, he answers by saying, indahu matjarani kabirani. Let's write it. Indahu matjarani. Matjarani. Kabirani. One more time. Indahu matjarani kabirani. Okay, let's check what we wrote. This one is a little bit long, right? So we're going to read it one last time. Check what you've written. Ya Ibrahimu, abuka tajirun kabirun. Kam matjaran. Kam matjaran. Indahu. Answer. Indahu matjarani kabirani. Okay, number three. Liman hadani adaftarani. Answer. Huma li. Let's write it. Liman hadani adaftarani. Liman hadani adaftarani. Answer. Huma Li. One more time. Liman hadhani addaftarani. Answer. Huma li. Liman hadhani addaftarani. Huma li. Okay, number four, the last one. Liman hatani al-mistaratani. Mistara is written with fa. Mistfa. Mistaratani. First one is fa, the second one is ta. Liman hatani al-mistaratani. Answer. Huma li. Let's write it. Liman hatani al-mistaratani. 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 Answer. Huma li. Okay, let's check what we have written for number four. Liman hatani al-mistaratani. Liman hatani al-mistaratani. Answer. Huma li. Huma li. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover today. That's four, right? Yeah, okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're going to stop with this. And inshallah, hopefully next week, we'll be taking 18, 19, and 20. Yeah, we'll be taking the numbers from 1 through 10 or 3 to 10. Lessons 19 and 20. As we approach the final sessions of this particular course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to keep us firm upon His straight path, to give us a tawfiq, to do the things that are pleasing to Him, to do them well, to perfect them and complete them, and to use every necessary means to make sure, to assure that these deeds done for His sake alone are accepted by Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each of you success in whatever you do, to do it sincerely for His sake alone, and to do it in accordance with the sunnah, to complete and perfect it, and that He accept it, that He recognize, record, and reward it for us, forgive us our shortcomings, elevate our station, and grant us steadfastness until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.